I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Patreon, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. This show is brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace, Future American Leaders of Texas, and Mia Made It. Donations to this podcast can be made to the podcast's official Cash App, Real Deal 0423. You can join the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server on Discord. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and on Rumble. For any questions or if you would like your comment to be read on the show, you can email us directly at signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com. Or you can tag us and ask your questions on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted, 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, or 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. On Patreon, you can find us at 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. On Getter, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. On Getter, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. On Truth Social, you can find us at Designed I Gifted and at Signs and Sports Podcast. And on Parler, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. Also, on Twitter, at true_DIG and at Signs and Sports, you can find us there as well. But guys, follow, like, and share. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. As always, welcome to the show and enjoy the episode. Okay, guys, today on this episode, episode 32 of the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, we're going to be talking about WWE Backlash 2023. We're going to be talking about the WWE Draft in 2023 that just happened, and we are here with our special WWE wrestling co-host, Mia Made It. Mia, what's up? Tell everybody what's up.
Hi, again.
For the, what, we just went over it, fourth time. Again, guys, we're going to talk about WWE Backlash, we're going to talk about the 2023 WWE Draft, and that's what we're going to do. So what we're going to talk about first is we're going to talk about Backlash. We're going to talk about the draft first. So Friday night SmackDown, night one of the WWE draft in Corpus Christi, Texas. We were there. First, I guess we can talk about that. How was it for you?
It was fun. It's a cool experience.
Yeah, you had fun. This is what, your second show?
Yeah.
The second show you've been to. So, were there any memorable moments for you? Was there anything that you remembered from the night?
Maybe that it started pouring on us after.
that is
hit by a car.
And you did almost get hit. Okay, so it did start. There was like a crazy thunderstorm, lightning storm right after the event. As we were walking back to our car, it started pouring on us, and Mia was running across the parking lot. She doesn't know how to listen when somebody says stop, and the car thankfully ended up stopping. Everybody got home safe. We had fun. I did miss half of the show, or at least the first half. The concession stand forgot my chicken tenders. But rant over. Let's talk about the WWE draft that started Friday night SmackDown. Mia, you want to go ahead and read it off?
I read the draft picks?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the first draft was to SmackDown, and it was the WWE Universal Champion, Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa, and Paul Heyman, the Bloodline.
You wanna talk about them now as we go through them, or you want to go through them first, and then we'll come back around and talk about
it? We'll talk about them right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay, Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa, and Paul Heyman being named the Bloodline, and the Usos not being drafted with them. What do you think? Just real quick.
It means something's going to happen.
It means something's up, right?
Yeah.
Something's going on. We're seeing the signs all over the place. The way Solo's looking at Jimmy and Jay. The way Paul Heyman's talking. The way, you know, all the little subtle hints. So that was the first pick. What about Raw? Who was their first pick?
The first pick from Monday Night Raw was Cody Rhodes.
And then SmackDown had a second pick, and they selected the Raw Women's Champion, Bianca Belair. And Monday Night Raw had a second pick, and they selected Becky Lynch. And that concluded round one. Round two, I'll do the first SmackDown and Raw, and then you do the second. SmackDown selected in round two, Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins, the Street Profits. And they also, and then Monday Night Raw selected the Intercontinental Champion Gunther, Ludwig Kaiser, and Giovanni Vinci of Imperium. And then go ahead and talk about SmackDown and Raw's second round pick.
And for the second round pick, SmackDown selected Edge, and Raw selected Matt Riddle.
Round three, you can go ahead and lead that one off as well.
SmackDown selected for the third round Bobby Lashley, and then Raw's pick for the third round was Drew McIntyre.
And SmackDown in the third Raw with their second pick selected AJ Styles, Mee Chin, Luke Gallows, and Carl Anderson, the OC, and Monday Night Raw selected The Miz. In round four, Friday Night SmackDown selected with their first pick of round four, Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky of Damage Control. And Monday Night Raw selected Shinsuke Nakamura.
And SmackDown selected the NXT Women's Tag Team Champions, Alba Fire and Isla Dawn. And Raw selected the NXT Women's Champion, Indi Hartwell.
My favorite pick of night one, probably, by far, NXT Women's Champion, Indi Hartwell. Love her. Proud of her. Finally. Like we said when it happened, we were there. We looked at each other. We said, finally. Because we've been waiting. We all know that Indi is one of the last guard to be moved up to NXT. So shout out to her. Can't wait to see her on the main roster. And can't wait to see what the future holds for her. Because Indi is, as you know, one of my favorite WWE NXT female superstars, and I also know yours as well, right?
Yeah.
So, and not to overshadow the NXT Women's Tag Team Champions, Alba Fire and Isla Dawn getting drafted as well to SmackDown. That's something. I like that as well. We like Alba. We like Isla, who is new, has only been on NXT for a short amount of time, and she's already on the main roster.
Like 3 months or something.
That's impressive. I don't know if that says more about Alba and her together or if it says more about her individually, but that's impressive. The SmackDown Lowdown was the following day. Friday Night SmackDown was April 28th. The SmackDown Lowdown was April 29th, and there was more selections that happened on the 29th. Do you want to go ahead and read off who Raw picked, and I will tell them who SmackDown picked?
Yeah. For Raw, they picked Eric Ivar and, how do you say that, Valhalla?
Valhalla, yes.
And the Viking Raiders. For the other one was Dexter Lumis, Candice LeRae, Massey and Mansoor, and Maxine Dupree. The Maximum Male Models, Zoe Stark, JD McDonagh, Apollo Crews, Natalia, Sonya Deville, and Chelsea Green.
Let's go, Chelsea. She got drafted to Raw. Okay, I like that because, as we talked about, Raw is the show with the extra hour. It's 3 hours compared to SmackDown being 2 hours. So if you go to Raw, you know that you probably will be seen on TV because there's a lot more time to fit you in there. So that's why I like a lot of the young people went to Raw. SmackDown selected Top Dollar, Ashanti the Adonis, and B-Fab of Hit Row. They also selected Lacey Evans, the American Hero, and the free agents are Omos, Mustafa Ali, Dolph Ziggler, and Von Wagner. I'm surprised. I'm actually very surprised that Von Wagner hasn't gotten picked. That is, I don't even know if you know who Von Wagner is.
Is he the one from NXT?
Yeah, he's the one that looks like Edge, but he's just like way taller and like way bigger.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot wait to see him on the main roster. I don't know what, huge. I mean, he can't really talk on the mic, but he is so huge. And like, he moves well too, so I can't wait to see what they do with him. That is like, that's going to be a good man. He reminds me of Edge. Just way bigger, as I said.
Oh, they didn't put Grayson and Pretty Deadly on here.
That is true. Where did they not list off Grayson over here on? Oh yeah, they did over here on day two. Got a little ahead of yourself.
But have that.
I understand why the Grayson Waller effect has hit Mia very hard, and it hit her very seriously and significantly and severely. The Grayson Waller effect is real for all of you who don't know. He is the arrogant Australian from NXT. He is a future WWE NXT champion, and he is probably going to be a future champion on the main roster one day. We're big fans of Grayson Waller here. You want to go ahead and say something about Grayson Waller since you jumped the gun on that one?
I don't have that on my on my phone.
Little error, little mistake. Let's go to, well, talk about Grayson Waller getting drafted to the main roster. How does that make you feel?
Excited, because I want to see him feud with the big people. I want to see him roast people.
So many people. I can't wait.
What I want him to do is I want him to roast Pat and his friends. That's what I want.
You think Johnny Gargano is going to be his first? You think they're going to pick up that feud?
Either Johnny or Austin.
That would be a really good one to pick up on the main roster. Johnny and Grayson, especially the lengths that they were willing to go. Grayson going to Johnny's house, calling himself daddy when it came to addressing Quill. yeah, that's he said, daddy's home, Quill. And he even said, Grayson Waller, again, I'll reiterate it again. This generation's Randy Orton if he does it right. Because the savage in him is real. The Savage and Grayson Waller is real. Let's go to Monday Night Raw. This was May 1st, 2023. We're going to talk about the round one of Monday Night Raw. This is day two of night two. So what we will do here, Mia, I'll do Raw, you do SmackDown.
Okay.
Okay? So I'll do the Raw picks, you do the SmackDown picks.
Okay.
Monday Night Raw, Night 2, May 1st, 2023. Round 1, Raw selects SmackDown Women's Champion Rhea Ripley. And with their second pick, they select Seth freaking Rollins. Two good picks. Shout out to Raw. Go ahead and talk about the SmackDown picks for Round 1.
Hold up, I'm having technical difficulties.
Okay. I'll actually pick it up, see if you can figure it out, and then we can pick you back up in round two, okay?
Oh, I found it.
You found it? Okay. Let me see. That is the one. Yeah, okay, she picked it back up. She found it. Okay, sorry, guys. Sorry. Again, only her fourth time being here. We're still figuring it out. We're still getting it. But, guys, eventually, one day, she's going to have her own podcast. So, to all her friends who do listen to this, if they do, when they do, you guys feel free to contact Mia. Mia made it. We haven't come up with the name of the podcast, the content of the podcast. We don't know. We just know that we want to establish a platform for her and for, you know, her people, her friends, for them to, you know, have fun the way they want to have fun with it. But ultimately, we're just teaching the kids young in our community how to build established platforms, brands, etc. Okay. Mia, talk about the SmackDown picks for round one.
For round one, the SmackDown picks were the United States champion, Austin Theory, and SmackDown selects Charlotte Flair. I forgot she's not champ anymore.
She's not. Yeah, that CHA makes you think champion at the beginning of her name every time. And Brock Lesnar was announced as a free agent by Triple H. Night two on Monday Night Raw. Round two, Raw selects the undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions Sami Zayn and KO. And with their second pick, they select Finn Balor, Damian Priest, and Dominic Mysterio of the Judgment Day.
And SmackDown selected the Usos, and SmackDown also selected Rey Mysterio, Santos Escobar, Cruz del Toro, Joaquin Wilde, and Zelina Vega of the LWO.
Let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about the LWO. That is something they, in their song, they come out with the Latino heat, right? The Viva La Raza.
Oh, yeah.
That's so cool. I never got to witness the LWO. I think when it was happening, I was too young. I was probably like a little younger than you, maybe. Maybe 2 years younger than you. So I wasn't like really understanding, paying attention what was happening. But seeing it now with Santos, who is one of our favorites as well. We like Santos. And of course, Legado del Fantasma adding Zelina Vega. A lot of good prospects pieces in that little faction that they got going, and then you lead it by Rey Mysterio. Nonetheless, what do you think about it?
I love the LWO. I liked Legado before they got Rey. I started liking them because they helped Rey, and then
with the whole Dominic situation.
I heard Zelina say on a podcast that she wants to whoop Dom with the chancla.
And she will too. She's Puerto Rican. They're going to Puerto Rico or the Dominican Republic?
Puerto Rico.
Yeah. You're right. Bad Bunny said, "En mi casa, Puerto Rico." Okay, round three of the WWE Draft Night 2, Raw selects the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez. And with their second pick, they select Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston of the New Day.
And for SmackDown's pick, they selected the Empress of Tomorrow, Asuka. And their second pick was Sheamus, Butch, and Ridge Holland of the Brawling Brutes.
I love Asuka. Seeing her go to SmackDown will be different. Who's going to be the champion on SmackDown? Bianca?
Bianca.
So she'll continue a feud with Bianca in some type of way. That'll be the person that people are still chasing for the championship a year later.
But well, that's so confusing, that draft pick, though. Because if Bianca loses to Io, she's just going to get the title right back, the SmackDown championship.
Io would get it.
Oh, Io would get this. Io's
on SmackDown as well.
Oh.
Yeah, they're both on SmackDown. So whoever wins this match is going to have to exchange the title with
whoever wins the Zelina or Rhea match.
Zelina and Rhea. Zelina and, okay, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Okay. Round four, Raw selects the legend, not your childhood fantasy, Trish Stratus. And with their second pick, they select Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler.
And for SmackDown's pick, they choose Karrion Kross and Scarlett and LA Knight.
LA Knight, yeah. And also, to correct you, it's the cunning and seductive Karrion Kross and Scarlett. Michael Cole, that was a big L for you. Just for context, guys, one,
it's an inside joke.
Yeah, it's an inside joke. One episode of SmackDown. They're coming out. What? Okay. Small interruption. Shout out to Pam. She came in. The food's done. Anyways, one episode, Michael Cole was announcing Karrion Kross as the cunning and seductive. And me and Mia both thought he was talking about Scarlett, and he ended up talking about Karrion Kross.
No, he was talking about Scarlett. We thought he was talking about Karrion Kross.
There you go. He was talking about Scarlett, he said, with the cunning and seductive Scarlett. And we were like, anyways, okay. I think that was a good pick for Raw. That way Trish and Becky can continue their feud. LA Knight, one of my favorite prospects in the whole draft. I can't wait to see what the megastar continues to do on the main roster. One of my favorite wrestlers at the moment. I believe he was in my top 10, if I'm not mistaken.
No, you might have moved him. You think you moved him?
I moved him down, but I didn't move him out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think I might have moved him to like 8, and I moved Seth Rollins up into the top 5. But thinking back at it, he's going to rise up that list pretty fast. We're going to have to readdress those lists eventually. So
yeah, mine changed.
What did we do at WrestleMania?
Yeah, I think. Oh, yeah.
Either WM or the Royal Rumble or...
It was WrestleMania.
Elimination Chamber.
It was after Elimination Chamber.
Okay, so we did it one of those, but eventually we'll figure it out and we'll probably do it maybe every half year, maybe every year at the same time, something, you know. We'll figure it out. In the 5th round of the WWE draft, Raw selects... Raw selects Braun Strowman and Ricochet. And with their second pick, they select Mr. Nice Guy, one of my new favorite wrestlers as well. Because as you guys know, go check out DIG Mr. Nice Guy on Spotify, produced by Chach with the Heat. Shout out to the Realest Underground Entertainment. Guys, Mr. Nice Guy has 25,000 streams on Spotify right now as we speak. Continue running it up. Get it up there. Go stream True Rilo, True JB, Tone G, Chach with the Heat. And go follow the True account on Spotify. You guys go do that. Check. Round 5, as I said, Mr. Nice Guy, Bronson Reed, and Braun Strowman and Ricochet, the brothers, bald. It's okay, we're small, they ain't gonna hear this yet. why are you bald? Who asked something like that? Shout out to Ricochet, though. Shout out to Ricochet, one of the best athletes I've ever seen in the ring since, like, Evan Bourne.
I like his wife.
Well, Montez Ford. And shout out to Samantha Irving as well. Go ahead and talk about the round 5 picks for SmackDown since I almost derailed the entire show.
SmackDown.
Sometimes Mia's got to tell me to be quiet because...
SmackDown selects Shotzi, and for their second pick from NXT, they picked Elton Prince and Kit Wilson.
Yes,
pretty
boy.
Deadly.
Side plate check. Do it, Mia. Check. She didn't do it. But anyways, also, talk about it. Talk about that pick.
Pretty deadly.
You know it's great.
It's great.
You know it's a great addition to the main roster. Interesting enough, Pretty Deadly's gimmick is solid. I mean, as heels...
I love them so much.
You're entering a world of tough guys. Of, like, brute guys that are, like, gonna beat each other up, put each other through tables, hit each other with steel chairs. And, like, you're, like, these guys that
these
are, like...
feminine guys.
Yeah, you know? And, like, you care about how, like... they're, like, hey, we're...
Look at our hair.
Yeah, like, that is such a solid gimmick. Shout out to them, because I don't know if that's, like, their only gimmick. I don't know what they're going
to
like.
I kind of don't want them to change.
I have no idea what they're going to be on the main roster. I don't know if they're going to be Pretty Deadly still. The same guys. I don't know if they're going to change. I don't know what's going to happen, but I cannot wait.
And you know what? If they win the tag team championships, I'm going to quote them right now, then they're technically the Raw tag team champions. And if they're the Raw tag team champions, they're technically the WWE champions. So they're what do they say? PB four belts or three belts.
PD four belts. Pretty Deadly four belts. Elton Prince and Kit Wilson, shout out to them. They are doing solid work. They are doing solid work. On the After the Bell podcast with Corey Graves and Kevin Patrick, shout out to them, by the way. I remember Corey Graves talking about Pretty Deadly when they first came in. Knowing that a lot of people were gonna get a lot of backlash just because of the world that they're in and the gimmick that they're putting out, he did step forward and he said that it was a solid gimmick, and I agreed with him from the very beginning. I didn't like him for maybe the first week when I was like, the natural reaction, what, who, where, why, how, You know what I mean? But the second that I saw them in the ring, that's why you don't judge a book by its cover, because the second that I saw them in the ring, I was like, yeah, these guys are for real.
They're my favorite NXT tag team.
They're really for real. Okay, so moving on to round six, we have Raw selects the Alpha Academy, Otis, and Chad Gable, and Maxxine Dupri. And they also select Katana Chance and Kaden Carter. Which I'm not too crazy pumped about that. They gotta show me. They gotta show me. They gotta show me that there's something deeper than Dancing Lights and...
One of them needs a turn heel.
I need to see depth to their characters. I need to see something behind this. Why should I care about Katana and Kaden? Other than the fact that they can do a lot of flips. And they're obviously very attractive women who are very good at what they do. But why do I care about you? Why do I want to know what you're doing? Why you're winning championships? When you lose championships? Give me more. And I hope they do that on the main roster, because I think, I don't know if both of them have the potential to be like, you know.
But if anything, I think Kaden has, I think she could play a pretty good heel.
Kaden, oh yeah, I think Kaden could turn heel on Katana and put Katana over as a babyface as well. And Katana is very AJ Lee-esque because of her physique, because she's small, because she's, you know, and she actually moves, she's a lot more explosive than somebody like Zelina Vega, who is also small, you know, and around that size. So not to knock Zelina Vega, but to credit the former gymnast, Katana Chance. Go ahead and tell us who SmackDown drafted. I wasn't really happy with SmackDown's first pick because I'm just waiting to see what they're going to do with them.
For SmackDown's first pick, they picked Rick Boogs. And for their second pick, they selected Cameron Grimes from NXT.
And I can't wait to... Let me temper down my excitement, because I'm not excited about Cameron as I am Pretty Deadly, but Cameron Grimes, can't wait to see what he does, because the last I saw him on TV, he had flipped the switch from good guy, happy, smiling all the time to
bad guy.
Now it's personal. Now it's real. Now y'all don't believe in me. I'm going to show y'all why I'm here. And that was interesting to me. He was doing a good job, and I love his theme song. Probably going to change it, but I loved his theme song.
Reading the list, all these names are, like, intense.
I love it. You want to go ahead and talk about the WWE Raw Talk selections?
Do you want me to do all of them, or...
Yeah, go ahead and do all of them. I'll do the free agents.
For Raw, they picked Akira Tozawa, the... What are they called? The Los Lotarios.
There you go.
Dana Brooke, Emma Indus Shear from NXT.
Ginger, I have no idea.
Ginder Mahal and his guys.
Oh, that's their name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Johnny Gargano, Nikki Cross.
Odyssey Jones.
Oh, I know that dude.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. I'll take another big guy on the main roster.
Piper Niven.
Dewdrop.
Who is this dude?
Riddick Moss is Madcap. I don't know why they're calling him Riddick.
Oh, that's his old name.
Yeah, maybe they're going back.
Tegan Nox and Xia Li. And then for SmackDown, Grayson Waller and Tamina.
The Grayson Waller effect, baby. And Tamina staying on SmackDown.
They need to do something with her.
She did get drafted. She's on SmackDown. Roman's on SmackDown. Solo's on SmackDown. Where'd the Usos go?
SmackDown.
The bloodlines on SmackDown. WWE, do it, please. Just do it. And if you're not going to use...
Before it's Naomi, please.
If you're not going to do Ava Rain, please do Tamina. Add Tamina to the bloodline. Just do it. She needs it.
They could feud
with so many good teams.
They can team, like, the Judgment Day. They can do, who's another one?
Legado. Like LWO with Tamina, Judgment Day, the Maximum Male Models with Maxine. Like, I wonder what they're angling there, because they're building a lot of these teams with, like, where the women are leading the group of men.
Like a manager.
And I don't hate it.
It's cool.
I love me a powerful woman. So, I mean, I don't mind seeing all these women leading these meatheads around. It's pretty cool.
Is it
cool.
Because you'd let them kick you around?
It's because yeah. I would kick people around for them. There's a difference. One's a simp, one's a man. I'm not a player. I just crush a lot. Okay, the Raw Talk selection free agents that stayed are Baron Corbin, Shelton Benjamin, and Cedric Alexander, Elias, and Zion Quinn. Zion Quinn is from NXT as well.
He's
also a holdover from the Black and Gold brand, so he was somebody who's been there for a while too. But his character is... He has a good look. He has a good look. He could be something if they find the right gimmick for him. Because one of the last times I saw him, he was like dancing, like in the ring, like real goofy. I was like, this isn't what you should be doing with this guy. But
oh yeah, he looks scary.
Yeah, they kind of got to go through those embarrassing gimmicks first. Like, to prove that you're willing to go through whatever. Like, look at The Miz, like, all the times he's, like, been stripped down to his underwear and stuff like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's willing to do it. That's why he's there every single week.
He got laid out by Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, he did. The Miz, I'm going to have an episode on The Miz one day where we talk about The Miz, whether it's when he retires, whether it's when he eventually wins this World Heavyweight Championship that they just added. No? I was waiting for the Darren be real. Okay. Friday night Smack. Oh, we talked about Friday night SmackDown round one. We talked about Monday Night Raw night two, and that concludes the WWE draft. That concludes the results for 2023. It was. Oh, and before we do transition off of that, Roman Reigns will stay on SmackDown. He will not be allowed to go to Raw.
He will not be allowed to hold the championship.
He won't be able to take the championship to SmackDown. He won't be able, I mean, to Raw, nothing. He won't be able to get that World Heavyweight Championship. That World Heavyweight Championship, speaking of, will be exclusive for the Raw brand as well.
The Raw brand only.
Only, yeah. So, that being said, we're going to go into a break, guys, as we do in the middle of the episode. And when we come back, we are going to talk about Puerto Rico hosting, I believe, its first ever WWE pay-per-view, WWE live event.
It makes fun of the way I say it.
Shout out to Puerto Rico, El Casa de Bad Bunny. I don't know how to speak. Conejo, mal conejo.
No, just.
Anyways, we're still learning. I'm using Duolingo. Shout out to Duolingo. okay, guys, so we're going to go into a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about Puerto Rico, we'll talk about Backlash, we'll talk about 2023, and we'll talk about all the matches that are going to happen. Catch you on the other side. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos, anything you need, get at your boy Ry Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Ry Low. Get at your boy Ry Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rylo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the Heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need, the one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the heat. On YouTube at Chach with the heat. On Day One Vibes in the store tab. And on Facebook at Mario Chavera. And again, on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. All right, guys, we're back. This is the second and final segment of the podcast. This one will be semi-quick. We're going to get through it pretty quickly. We're just going to talk about the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 maybe matches that are going to happen. And, you know, give you the information on where you could watch it, how you could find it, what time it is. And we're going to go eat because it is 9 o'clock and we haven't eaten dinner and it's been done for I don't know how long already. So let's get into it. First match that we're going to talk about, Mia, you want to name that match? Let us know who will be involved.
The first match is going to be Damian Priest versus Bad Bunny in a street fight match.
In a street fight. Okay. Give me your prediction, who you think will win, and, you know, whatever you want to say.
I think Bad Bunny is going to have to take the win. He has to.
You think so? Why would he be there otherwise, right?
Yeah, it's destined to happen.
Boy, oh boy, what is that going to do to Damian Priest, though?
If he loses to Bad Bunny, I'm not gonna name call.
I'm gonna go with, just to be the contrarian, I'm gonna go with Damian Priest because I don't think he can afford a loss to Bad Bunny, and I don't think they're gonna make.
But
him
like,
lose.
If you see the way Bad DQ. Bunny swings, like it's that no DQ because it's a street fight match.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
no DQs in those matches.
It's a street fight. I think they're gonna beat up Bad Bunny. I think they're going to...
But he's got the LWO on his side.
Ooh,
that's bigger than
that's
the Judgment
true.
Day.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I'm going to change my pick then. I'm going Bad Bunny because I forgot about the LWO. Shout out for that recall. Guys, Backlash, WWE Backlash, live Saturday, May 6th, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, streaming exclusively on Peacock in the US and WWE Network everywhere else. So if you're in Puerto Rico trying to watch it, if you're in Nigeria trying to watch it, if you're in Saudi Arabia trying to watch it, if you're in Russia, Canada, Mexico trying to watch it, you will find it on WWE Network. In the United States, you will find it only on Peacock. Okay, match number two, we are going to talk about, who is it, Mia?
Cody Rhodes and Brock Lesnar.
Cannot wait. I cannot wait. Oh, man, I cannot wait.
I don't want to say it, but I think Cody's going to take a loss, man, again.
You think Cody's going to lose? Oh,
oh,
man.
I sense it.
I don't know how he
they
could beat Brock. Brock Lesnar is such a monster.
But he almost beat Roman, and the thing is, if they would have never cheated, Cody could have won.
But Brock also beat Omos.
He
F5'd Omos.
Barely. He barely stood
this
up.
This is one of the most intriguing matches I've seen in a long time. Because in the same sense that I didn't know if Roman or Cody were going to win, I have no idea who's going to win this match. I would assume it's going to be Cody. You know, that way they build him to the story of getting back to Roman Reigns. But man, Brock Lesnar has never looked better than what he looks like right now. That dude is just on a different level. I'm going to go with Cody because he's the Brock doesn't care.
Brock can hurt Cody in front of his wife and daughter. He won't care.
He will tear your pec in front of Libby and Brandy. Shout out to the Rhodes family. I'm gonna go with Cody because the American Nightmare. I'm gonna ride with the story. He needs to finish the story. I'm gonna go with Cody.
I'm gonna have to go with Cody. I have to. Cody's my boy. I have to.
But they would have made a hell of a tag team. I would have so much have liked to seen Brock and Cody be a tag team. Match number three.
Do you want me to read this one too?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Bronson Reed Bobby Lashley and Austin Theory for the United States Championship.
Who do you got winning and who do you want to win?
I want Austin and I think it's going to be Austin. I think they can carry that longer.
I think they could go longer with the United States.
They're saving him for Grayson. That's what it is. Ooh. Him and Grayson are going to fight for it. Predicting it now.
Why?
I'm just predicting. Or just because you want it. They're both, what's it called?
Young.
They're both young. They're both studs. Bullies.
They're both bad.
Like, it would be a good heel versus heel type of feud.
I can't wait to see who Austin is going to continue to feud with, but who Grayson Waller is going to get to feud with. That's going to be fun. I cannot wait to see that. Okay. I think, man, what a match. What a match to put together for Austin Theory. Mr. Nice Guy Bronson Reed and Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley could take that back. Bronson could take it too. That's what I'm saying. All three of these guys. Well, this is like, these are big guys for Theory to go against. I'm going to go with Theory because he's my boy. So we're going to have to agree again because Theory is my A-Town down. Theory's my guy. I mean,
because Theory isn't that tiny compared to like Bobby and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
he's
massive too. So I think he can do it. I think he's going to pull it off. They're going to continue it. They're going to keep going. And they're going to try to, I think they're going to try to run that as long as they can. That United States Championship run. I would.
The forever reign.
I don't see
reign.
Any. The forever reign. All day. The next match that we have ended up being random.
This is the match I put when my whole roster injured.
But ended up being very, very interesting to me in the sense that anybody that Omos fights is interesting to me because he's so huge. How do you beat him? You got to be Brock Lesnar to beat him. How does Roman beat Omos? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just so big.
The thing is, how is Seth going to beat Omos? He can try pulling his little strings that he always does, like his little mind games, but I don't know.
By the way, everybody, May the 4th be with you, because today is May 4th.
It is?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
And I haven't watched a lick of Star Wars today, so that's what I'm going to do tonight. You know, just watch something Star Wars on YouTube.
I'm going to go watch Pedro Pascal.
May the 4th be with you, everybody. 2023, shout out. Who do you think's going to win and why?
I think Seth, because if Brock can take down Omos, Seth can take down Omos. Because not only man. Is Seth a good fighter, he's, what's it called? He's, he can get in Omos's head. He could mess with him. He can this dude overwhelmed Solo Sikoa. We've never seen Solo bring out, like, any, like, emotions other than his little face.
That is true.
He got overwhelmed with the singing. And that's just in a tiny place.
That is also
place.
True.
So imagine
Seth has home field advantage.
Yeah, like, just...
I can't imagine that they are going to have Omos lose again. But if you're going to have him lose to anybody else, it is going to be Roman or Seth. So, or Theory, because
and
Vince.
If Seth wins this, he's closer to going to Roman. On Roman's list, he's like, he didn't beat Roman, or Roman didn't beat him for the championships. It was like, it was a DQ. So, he's the only one that Roman hasn't beat, so if you think about
and it. And he's beat Roman.
He's the better guy. Just think
about
it.
But I want to see Omos versus Roman before we see Seth versus Roman.
They can do it before. They'll be okay.
If they do Omos first or Seth.
I don't know if...
Because Seth will take those titles. Seth and I don't want to... I can't see Roman not go another year as champion. I'm sorry. He's got to go to WrestleMania again as champion.
He has to go...
Add another 300 days.
He has to go to 2024, right? That's the next...
2024.
So,
because they're going to try to beat Hulk Hogan's record, which is like 13-13. And he would end up like 13-65 or something like that. Oof. He'd be the third or fourth on the list. You have to. There's so much more that you could do with the Bloodline story. You don't have to break it up yet. You don't have to blow it up yet. You just don't. There's so much that you could do. Gunther, Omos, Solo, Jimmy, Jay. KO again if you absolutely have to. You know, somebody like Mustafa Ali, give Rey Mysterio another chance. Finn Balor, Damian Priest, Dominic Mysterio, like, line them up. Let him
Austin
knock him down.
Like Austin Theory. Hasn't even fought him.
Line them up.
Grayson
Waller, Bron Breakker, if they bring up Bron. Elias, you know, line them up and let Roman knock them down and get him to another year. Get him to WrestleMania and let's see him beat Hulk Hogan at least.
If they bring Bron up soon, he's going to be the next Roman Reigns. I'm saying it here and I'm stating it. He's going to be the next Roman
LA
Reigns.
LA Knight hasn't even fought him. Randy Orton. Riddle could use another chance. Riddle doesn't need to be like a 2 month build or a 3 month build or a month build. It could 2 weeks. Give him, you know, a challenge him to next week and have Roman fight.
But
on SmackDown.
He can't.
But Roman
have him win like Money in the Bank or something. Yeah. Do something good with my boy.
So I think they're gonna feed Seth to Omos.
But that's what you said about.
I can't imagine Omos. I'm gonna go with Omos again because I can't imagine that they're gonna continue to have him lose. But historically, the WWE does have their giant men just to feed to their biggest superstars. So, but Omos and MVP, they could build towards a Roman feud. I'm gonna go with Omos. I think they're gonna use Seth to give Omos that credibility that he's been losing all these matches.
And I'm
so
going
they can
with
get
Seth.
Him there. Okay. First time we disagree. Next match we have, probably the next time we're going to disagree, we have Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and Riddle versus The Bloodline, Jimmy and Jey Uso, and Solo Sikoa.
Oh.
Who do you have winning? Why? And who do you want to win?
I like the team of Riddle, Sami, and KO. It reminds me of me and my two friends. That's what it is. I think they're going to win just because they have what's the word?
Chemistry.
Not that the Bloodline doesn't. They're literally related, but the Bloodline is having some cracks in them. And if, because Jey is already mad at Solo for not being there on Friday. So that could cause some issues during the match. And I think Riddle's going to bring out his master plan. He's going to wrap up his toe and he's going to mess up Solo.
Again, guys, WWE Backlash live Saturday, May 6th, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. Streaming exclusively on Peacock in the US and WWE Network everywhere else. I'm obviously going with the Bloodline. I'm going with Jimmy and Jey. They have to. And Solo, they have to win. They have to make up for
but
the losses
they
that they're taking.
But if they don't win, it could lead to a story. Like a
they can't break up the
Roman,
Bloodline yet.
Yes,
too
they
much.
Have to,
They
Darren.
Have to bring in Tamina. Like,
it's,
there's too
not,
much.
It's Ava's going to take too long to even get to the main roster.
Not Ava. Tamina. We need Tamina.
I know, but
Tamina's already there.
Where is she?
That's true. She has never been
she's
there,
sitting in catering every week. No offense,
Tamina. We just figured out the lingo. Next match that we have, you want to talk about it?
Rhea Ripley and Zelina Vega for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Zelina Vega all day. Mi gente, mi raza, mi people, Puerto Rico. I've never been to Puerto Rico. I don't claim Puerto Rico, but Zelina Vega, that's my girl. That's our queen. Queen Zelina.
And Zelina.
I'm riding with Zelina, even though I know dang well she's not going to win, but I'm riding with Zelina.
But there is a high chance that she can.
Because of her style.
Yeah, like she could. Like she reversed that riptide when we were there.
Mm-hmm.
Like she messed up Sonya. She's.
Most likely she can't. She won't. Because nobody it's a big mountain to climb, and Rhea hasn't had the belt for very long. But, oof, I cannot wait if they ever put that belt on Zelina. Because her mic skills, whoo.
But if you think bloat. About it, Zelina can, what's it called? She can beat Rhea, and she'll become a Grand Slam champion. And they can do a lot with that. They can do a lot with Zelina being the first queen ever in WWE. like
turn her heel, like, and
turn her heel
and the LWO, and have them start interfering in her matches for her to win for her.
Yeah, like that. Like it could
that's
be like
the only
a,
way you could sell her as a champion.
Like a queen's like guards technically protecting her to win. That's then, what that's what they
then,
can do.
And then Santos would be her hand.
Yeah, like
that'd be cool. Next match that we got who is it?
Bianca Belair versus Io Sky for the Raw Women's Championship.
Bianca.
But I love Io.
We love Io so much. Damage control.
But she can beat her. It'd be cool to see her.
I think even I don't think Asuka was even Io. Like Asuka's the best, one of the best wrestlers in the female division, but Io is different from Asuka. They're not the same.
If it's
wrestler.
Not Io, Io's different. Who can dethrone? Who can dethrone Bianca? Like she's gone Raquel. Through like so. Yeah, like that. There's so many people that she like big stars. Like she's gone through three of the four horsewomen already, and that's the thing. They can do Charlotte versus Bianca.
No, she's gone through all of them.
She's fought Charlotte before?
She fought Becky, right?
Yeah, she fought Becky, Bailey.
Oh, she hasn't Sasha. Fought Charlotte?
No, she hasn't fought Charlotte. That's her. That's what she wants to
do. I'm going with Bianca because Bianca feels like the forever champ.
I don't know
when she's going to lose it. I would love to see Io win and see the whole damage control split over the title and see Dakota get a chance next and take it. But
it could be like I want to see if Io wins. You know Bailey's going to be jealous. You know Bailey's going to be like, oh, how does she do it, but I can't.
Bailey versus Io.
And then, like, maybe it'll turn into, like, it could turn into a triple threat match. It could be one of those I made you type of feuds. Like.
No, you're right. And the final match from Puerto Rico, WWE Backlash 2023, live Saturday, May 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. The last match, Mia, go ahead and run that off.
We have Shinsuke Nakamura and the cunning and seductive Karrion Kross.
And Scarlett. I think, oof, man, I have no idea, to be honest.
Because Shinsuke's so, he's good, and he's been out for a while, so he could.
They just brought him back. They just gave him a new entrance, changed his gear, but Karrion has not won a match in so long.
Karrion's been sleeping people like, he can sleep them like that. Like, he slept Madcap so fast.
But he hasn't been on any premium live events. He hasn't, like, he hasn't really done anything.
Like, he didn't even win at the last pay-per-view he was at.
I don't know who's
going
to win this one.
That was Scarlett's fault that he lost. She didn't let him out of the cage. She kept him in there.
Let's be honest, Scarlett, we all wish we had a woman like Scarlett. I just want somebody who looks at me the way that Scarlett looks at Karrion. Let me say that again. Find you someone, men out there, who looks at you the way Scarlett looks at Karrion, okay? My word of advice to everybody. I think that Karrion's gonna win because he needs it. It's been too long. He hasn't gotten a win. I think he's gonna get it. I think Scarlett's gonna help him. She's gonna be the amazing wife that she is, and
I think it's gonna be Shinsuke.
Shinsuke?
Because he just came back. They can't just do him dirty and have him lose at his first pay-per-view that he came back. But they did do that with Riddle.
That is true.
But Riddle was in trouble, so.
Yeah, that's also true. Shinsuke wasn't. Okay, bring it back from the beginning. Run through each one and ask, tell us who you think's going to win. I'll tell them who I think is going to win, and we'll close it out.
Okay, For the street fight match between Bad Bunny and Damian Priest, I think Bad Bunny is going to beat Damian Priest
in his
hometown.
And I also think that Bad Bunny is going to hold it down for Puerto Rico because the LWO is going to come in and have his back.
And for Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar, I say Cody Rhodes.
I also think Cody.
And for the triple threat match for the United States Championship of Bobby Lashley, Austin Theory, and Bronson Reed, I say Austin Theory.
I also selected Austin Theory to remain the United States champion.
And for the Omos and Seth Rollins, I say Seth Rollins.
And I am going with the Nigerian giant, Omos.
And for the six-man tag team match of the Bloodline, Solo Sikoa, Jimmy and Jey Uso versus Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and Matt Riddle, I say Matt Riddle, Sami, and KO.
And I am clearly, obviously going for Jimmy, Jey, and Solo Sikoa, the Bloodline.
And for the SmackDown Women's Championship, Rhea Ripley versus Zelina Vega, I say the Queen, Zelina Vega.
The Queen all day, Zelina Vega, in Puerto Rico, her hometown as well.
But the thing is, nobody ever in history has won a title in their hometown. No one has been able to.
Well, let's hope that she's the first one. May the fourth be with you, Zelina.
And for the Raw Women's Championship, Bianca Belair versus Io Sky, I say Io Sky.
And Io? Nice. And I'm going Bianca Belair.
And for the last and final match, Shinsuke Nakamura versus Karrion Kross, I say Shinsuke.
And I'm going Karrion. And that concludes WWE Backlash, the preview. Guys, we can't wait to see what happens. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. This episode actually ended up being longer than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be 30 minutes. It ended up being a full hour. So, Mia, congratulations on another episode. Another piece of experience, another opportunity to gain that experience. How are you liking it so far?
I like it. I look forward to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the idea of having your own platform one day, having your own podcast is something that you think you'd be cool with?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, look out for it. Mia made it. Again, she follow her Instagram page, Big Time Mia Grace. Her stories get viewed by WWE superstars all the time. So that's pretty cool for a 12-year-old, you know, like to see like all these people viewing what you're posting about them. Guys, this was episode 32 of the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast. This is America's platform, the people's platform. And we will catch you guys on episode 33, whenever that is. There is no schedule. It'll probably be in a month. Whenever the next WWE Premium Live event happens. If not, then I will obviously let you know in episode 33 when we do pull it up. Again, thank you, and we will catch you guys on the next episode of the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. This has been DIG and Mia Made It. Guys, we're out of here.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that. Hashtag that, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J. Villain Vision Music, A2J. Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.